Now we're told here, the next gate, after him repaired Malchiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims, and of the merchants, over against the gate Mifkad, and to the going up of the corner. Now, what is the gate Mifkad? Well, Mifkad means review or registry. When a stranger came to Jerusalem, he had to have a visa. Well, not like we have it today, because they didn't need that. But he was stopped at the gate for purposes of registry. It was a gate of review also. And not only when a stranger came in, but when the army had been out and fought a battle and returned. Why, it was through this gate that they came. Here's where David reviewed his soldiers coming from the battle. How he loved them and how they loved him. And most of them would have gladly laid down their lives for him. And when they came under the arch, he was there to thank his battle-scarred men for their unselfish loyalty and daring. You know, we're told today that at the time of the rapture, we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And some people say, oh, that's going to be wonderful. Well, it is. But did you know that there's something going to take place there that ought to make some of us begin to examine our lives just a little bit more carefully? Because we're told very definitely that all of us are to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Listen to Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:10, from we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, this is not the great white throne. It's a judgment seat of Christ where believers come. Why? Well, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. This is for purposes of reward. Salvation's not in question. You wouldn't be there if you weren't saved. And it's according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And Paul says, on the basis of that, knowing therefore the fear or the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Paul says, I want to keep busy because I'm going to have to turn in a report whether I'm working 8 hours a day, whether I'm giving the Lord 60 seconds out of every minute, 60 minutes in every hour, and 24 hours every day, and 7 days a week. Now, under law, they only gave one day, but the Lord says, I want you, and I don't care what you do, whether it's to wash dishes or dig a ditch. And someone has said, you can dig a ditch so straight and true that even God can look it through. And he's going to look it through someday, friends. Going to see how you live down here. And that's the gate Mifkad. And I can see many a battle-scarred soldier. David knew him, knew what he did. He calls him out of the ranks and he said, I have a reward here for you. And there's going to be many an unknown Christian that'll be called out, and that day you and I don't know about. We think of the folk we hear about today. We think of the preachers, the missionaries, the officers of the church, Sunday school teachers. Now, I think they're going to get a reward, but I think also that they're probably the greatest rewards are going to go to some of these unknown saints that live for God in this day. This is a wonderful gate to come to, Mifkad. Now, we've been through 10 gates.